Hey, welcome back to Edgecast Mini. This is Jeremy, and I'll be sharing with you a couple of thoughts today just to maybe get you through the day, give you a bit of a energy boost in your spiritual life. And I want to talk to you from Matthew chapter 26 as you're reading along with us and joining us in our Fuel Bible Reading Program. Today, the key verse I want to talk to you about is Matthew 26:41, and it says this: Jesus speaks to Peter, and this is in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he tells him that he should watch and pray that he would not fall or enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the body is weak. And if you remember this story and what you would have read previously in the surrounding chapters, is that Jesus told Peter right out that he was going to deny him that night. And Peter responds really emphatically, saying, "Look, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And yet a few hours later, Jesus is praying with his disciples. And while he's praying intensely, Peter and the other disciples fall asleep. And Jesus speaks this verse to them. And yet again, almost immediately, Peter falls asleep again. Now, you'd think that Peter, you know, knowing what had happened earlier, would have started praying, would have really stirred himself up, maybe, you know, slapped himself in the face a couple times or whatever he needed to do, since God had warned him and kind of, you know, the Lord had showed him ahead of time that there was a weakness in his life. But instead, he went to sleep. He didn't listen to Jesus' warning. And basically, Jesus, what he was really telling him in a nutshell is that, look, you will be tempted, and you need to guard your heart. So you need to guard your heart by keeping watch, by praying right now, by really being careful about the state that you're in. And you know, in the end, it's I guess not so much of a surprise that Peter ended up failing and denying Jesus, even though he claimed he loved him and really, you know, tried to follow him with his life, because Peter did not guard his heart. And in the same way today, you and I really need to guard our hearts so that we won't fall into temptation. Maybe there's some things in your life that you've been praying about or really, you know, dwelling on as you've been in the Word more, and God's beginning to show you different areas that you need to work on and grow in your Christian life, and certain things that you're trying to overcome. But, you know, as you begin to see those things and you wish to overcome them, one of the key components is that you've got to guard your heart against that. It's not enough to just know that I shouldn't do something. I've got to begin to set a guard up around my life so that I don't fall back into that temptation again. And if you see yourself falling into the same struggles again and again, you say, "God, how can I overcome?" I really think if you begin to evaluate your life, you will find an area of your life that's unguarded. Temptation strikes us when we're not aware, and temptation usually strikes us when we're not really focused on guarding our heart. It strikes us when we're alone and we're isolated, just like Peter. And you and I need to begin to pray, just like the Lord challenged him, so that when temptation strikes, that we're prepared to fight back. We need to begin to cultivate a life of prayer, of communing with God and guarding our hearts. Because, you know, it doesn't just begin when you feel like you're about to fail or when temptation hits. Guarding your heart is something that starts way in advance, where you begin to live your life in an offensive way instead of a defensive way. And you decide, "I'm not just going to defend against attacks of the enemy. I'm going to do something so that I'm prepared. I'm going to fill myself with the Word. I'm going to be praying. I'm going to be thinking about what I'm allowing into my life." And we need to really watch what we let inside our lives. So I want to challenge you today and just leave this simple thought with you, that you really take note of this. Are you guarding your heart against temptation? In your fight against sin, as you're fighting to really stay pure and overcome and grow as a Christian, as good as your intentions and your heart is, are you putting the things in your life that are going to help you overcome? Are you watching what's inside you? Are you watching what you're partaking in? Are you being careful of those things? So set aside time as you read the Word, as you pray, to really ask God to help you and reveal to you your weak areas and also help you to overcome. And today, be watchful. Continue to pray that you won't enter into temptation. When it does hit, you will know that you're strong in Christ and that you can have the victory.